There is so much beauty in this room. The flowers, of course, are lovely, and I'm grateful to each and every one of you who brought them. It's a joyful thing to know that such beauty exists in the midst of so much hurt. And this gathering of flowers is a wonderful reminder of the gift, the blessing, really, that beauty is. Very often, even at the worst of times, we can find beauty within us, around us, between us. I'm in the midst of reading a bunch of dystopian fiction, and every single book has the protagonist at some point noticing beauty. It's just there. It's waiting for us to notice it, like these flowers and the others out there, all those flowers out there, like the sunrise and the bird songs that accompany it, like the neighbor when they say hi, like the unexpected great blue heron on the shore when we come around a bend, like the play of the light of the moon, or the dancing crackling of the bonfire, or the sound of a loved one's voice, or rain on the roof, like the powerful sight and sound and feel of the crash of ocean waves. I invite you to take a moment now and remember a time that beauty showed up for you. What a gift that was. And another gift, another blessing is this gathered community, who you are individually, who you are together, and what you create when you are here, in whatever form you are here. A space of radical love, as we say in our welcome. You welcome everyone who comes into these doors, or you have come into these doors for the first time. You do your best to learn about how other people see things. You work together to fix things, and you join other people who are working to fix things. You truly care about each other, and you care deeply about what happens in our community and in our world. When there's hard stuff going on, you're not afraid to say, or to show that you're sad, or you're angry, or you're hurt, or you're scared. And you're not afraid to ask for help when you need it, when it's too much for you to hold alone. If you're here for the first time, you bring the gift and blessing that is the beauty of your spirit as well, whether that's your intention or not, whether you brought a flower or not. Thank you for being here. In this space that's blessed by our shared presence, I want to tell you the story about the first flower ceremony. In the city of Prague, in the land of Czechoslovakia, in the year 1923, there was a church. It was a very simple church. There were no bells, no spires, no stained glass windows. There wasn't even a piano. There was no chalice, no candles, no flowers. What the church did have were the people who came to it every Sunday. And it had a minister. His name was Norbert Čapek. He had been the minister in this church for 2 years. And every Sunday he went to church and he talked to the people while they listened. And when he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit about among themselves, and then they went home. And that was all. No music, no candles, no food, not even coffee. Springtime came to the city of Prague, and Norbert Čapek went out for a stroll. The rains had come, and the birds were singing, and flowers were blooming everywhere. The world was beautiful, and it brought him an idea, that beauty, simple and clear. The next Sunday, he asked all the people in the church to bring a flower, or a budding branch, or even a twig. Every person was to bring one. They asked questions. What kind, they said, what color, what size? He said, you choose, each of you, choose what you like. And so on the next Sunday, which happened to be the first day of summer, The people came with flowers of all different colors and sizes and kinds. There were yellow daisies, red roses, white lilies, blue asters, dark-eyed pansies, and light green leaves. Pink and purple, orange and gold, there were all these colors and more. Flowers filled all of the vases, and the church wasn't so plain anymore. Minister Chapek spoke to the people while they listened, as he always did. They sat quiet and still in those hard wooden chairs in their church. He said, "These flowers are like ourselves, different colors and different shapes and different sizes, each needing different kinds of care, but each beautiful, each important and special in its own way." When he was done speaking, the people talked a little bit among themselves. And then they each chose a different flower from the vases before they went home. And that was all. It was simple and beautiful. From this beginning, this service has spread to many of our UU congregations and has been adapted in many ways along the way. Some call it a flower communion, which is the name we give. Some call it the flower ceremony, which is what Norbert Chapek called it. He did not think of it as a communion. It's his legacy, and it's a lesson in the fragility and the beauty of life and a celebration of that beauty. It's a symbol of our unity and diversity, of our connection to each other, that we're willing to journey together in our search for truth. And it represents the strength and the unity that comes from rootedness in community. This is more than the story of a church, though. Norbert Chapek wasn't just a simple minister in a small town. He was a Unitarian minister. And because he was a Unitarian minister, he believed and he wrote and he preached about how everyone is important and about love and about justice, just like I do here. And in Eastern Europe, as Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party came into power, this became a dangerous message. When the Nazis took control of Prague in 1940, they found Dr. Chapek's gospel of the inherent worth and dignity of every human to be, as Nazi court records show, too dangerous for the Reich for him to be allowed to live. He was arrested by the Gestapo in March of 1941, and they took his books and his sermons. He was charged with listening to foreign broadcasts, a capital crime of the time. And after being held in Pankrac prison, he was taken to Dachau concentration camp in 1942, where he was imprisoned in the Priester block, the clergy block, with other clergy who had opposed the Nazi regime. He was tortured and eventually gassed in 1942. We know from his writings in the concentration camp that Chapek's hope for the world endured even then. That's the message I want to leave you with. There is still hope. As long as we can notice, bring, share, and create beauty, we subvert the messages that we are not worthy, that we are not enough. When we see each other as beauty, we remember that we share humanity with all its gifts and its struggles. We remember that worth and dignity are inherent in each and every one of us, and that we are deeply connected, interdependent. These are human traits that are so important to remember as we resist marginalization, dehumanization, and division. They're direct parallels in today's times to the messages of hate and fear that spread out from the people in power in Chapek's time. Beauty, remembering beauty, is a tool against it, a powerful tool. Our gathered community, made from the beauty that is each of us, just like these flowers, is not just beautiful in and of itself, but it helps us to stay human.